Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice promotes the human voice as an instrument of healing, peace, and artistic expression through presenting world-class performances in Phoenicia, New York, and surrounding areas. From opera to gospel, world music to Broadway, the festival celebrates the human voice in all its multifaceted glory. This year's festival, running July 29th through August 2nd, will be a celebration of the diverse voices of America. Here to tell us more are Executive Director Maria Todaro and Artistic Director Louis Oti. Both are world-renowned opera singers, and it's always great to have them here. It's great to see you guys. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thanks, Sarah.
Great to see you too, Sarah.
So this is the sixth season.
Yes. Can you believe it?
Incredible.
It's hard to believe. We made it. We survived 6 years.
That's incredible. So how is it changing and growing over the years? What have you learned over the 6 years that you were able to apply to this season?
Oh, goodness.
Do we have 2 days to yes. talk about it?
the learning is still ongoing, but... We now have been called several names in the industry, and the fact that we're still here 6 years later, we called the little engine that could, and that's one of the names we had. And this has been an incredible journey. We still have the same volunteers. I mean, we still, 6 years for a festival, it's young. Some of the success of our grand example and the people that we look up for, like Glimmerglass or Caramore, or Spoleto, they've been there for 20 and some and plus years. Mm-hmm. So 6 years for a festival, it's very young. We're still a grassroots operation, even if it's 6 years, but are Polish at Finnish. We do things faster. We do the same thing for faster. And we do have 30 shows.
And bigger.
After all.
Yes.
And bigger, yeah.
And the thing is that we still have the same volunteers, the same Phoenicians and people in the area that help us. But people in London and Copenhagen and Warsaw and Vienna have heard of the Festival of the Voice, the Phoenicia Festival of the Voice. I get asked about it when we go there to sing, and in Europe that people have heard about it. So that's one of the great things about it, is that it's been launched from our little hamlet around the world.
So in other terms, I mean, we still have the same spirit of mm-hmm. the beginning. You know, there's still the tall quaintness of Phoenicia. When people come, it's surrounded by the beauty, the Catskills, the mountains. But there is the rhythm is definitely more seamless, more professional. Now, because they're the same volunteer, they have a sense of where to go, what to do. Mm-hmm. So everybody has an ownership on their task.
Exactly.
And it's their festival. So we see people coming up and say, okay, last year we did this. Now we can do this better by doing that and that. And actually our people, our volunteer, the community comes to us and tells us how to do it better.
The theme of this year's festival is America. How is that decided?
A lot of what we do centers around the opera, though we do many other things other than opera, so people shouldn't be put off by that. Or come and find out that
an
you
experience.
Love opera, experience the opera. But mm-hmm. Because it's a year before an election, I had thought about doing an American opera that had to do with politics. It was a little too big for us. It was another opera by Carlisle Floyd, but we decided to do Of Mice and Men, which is a smaller structure. It's one of the greatest operas, I think, that's ever been written. It flowed from that. The American theme flowed from that. And I just thought it was a good year to do all things American, because we've done a lot of, Tibetan throat singing and Italian opera and some other foreign type of things. And I just thought it's a great year to bring it home to America.
We had a very successful Spanish year last year, and we did it around the crowning of the new king of Spain. Having a theme, having a specific theme help us programming, so
it does. That's what I was going to ask next. It does make it easier to choose what you will choose, since there's so much in
Absolutely.
The world. So you set a theme, and then it's you have to live within those restrictions, but you don't feel limited by it.
Not completely. We, if just because we had Spain last year, we didn't do all things Spanish, mm-hmm. and everything that we're doing this year is pretty much American. I have to say that was pretty easy. I mean, there's just so much great American music, because we have jazz, we have Broadway. We have plays, we have just about everything American that you could want.
What are some of the offerings this year? You mentioned jazz and Broadway.
Yeah, that happens on the first night, jazz and Broadway. We're doing a show, Voices of Distinction, Red, White, and Blues. Justin Cole was going to play Rhapsody in Blue. And then Jack DeJohnette, who's one of the most famous jazz drummers in the world, but also a very fine musician. He plays piano and everything else, along with Sheila Jordan, who is like next to Ella Fitzgerald as a scat singer. We have Broadway. Emily Drennan was sang in our festival a couple of years ago when we presented Broadway, and she's been on tour with the national tour of Mamma Mia, and has done it on Broadway as well. And she's about to get married, but she said that even 2 weeks before her wedding, she'd love to come and sing at the festival.
That's a great testament to you guys.
Yeah, it is. And Elise Testone, who was an American Idol finalist 2 years ago, will come with her band, and she'll do some folk music and some rock and roll, which will be fantastic. So the first night's just a conglomeration of a lot of things. And we have two famous singers coming from Europe, but they're going to be singing American music. José Todaro, who is one of the most celebrated tenors that France has ever, where he's called home for.
Yes, I know. Sarah's giving me the look. He happens to be my father. Yeah, I did grow up, and now the whole community know why I'm the way I am. Because my two parents are in town, and everybody's going to know why I am who I am. Yes.
But
that's awesome.
Not that many years ago, he was like Elvis in France. He had his own television show, his bunch of recordings. And another wonderful singer is coming to do some Broadway music from France. Maria Elena de Oliveira. We'll finish up with her with a great...
And this is an opportunity. I mean, the format of Voice of Distinctions have been, every year we're putting those incredible stars on stage. And this is very much our mission statement too. And local young talent. Kids that we have discovered, kids that we pamper, mentor, trained, and then expose. And on that stage where you have those huge stars, we also have Lucia Lenini, and she's one of our kids. She's like 16, she's one of the local kids, and she's extraordinarily talented. But so are the 9 other kids that, when I say kids, they range from, you know, 14 to, actually no, the youngest, because in the new opera we have the workshop, we have a they needed a treble, and he's 9. And so those talent from the area are carefully chosen by us and put along with the professionals on stage. But you know, Sarah, what was amazing, we thought that we would give an opportunity to those kids to have a taste of what it takes to be a professional by putting them on stage with those great, great international names. But we realized that the feeding was from both parts. The actual international stars got completely fed and motivated and inspired by the youth, and remembered why they started this profession by looking at the enthusiasm of those young people that we put on stage too. So we very, very proudly say we have about 9 local kids, but about 20 young talent on stage along those professionals that Louis mentioned.
We're also producing the play Souvenir, which Meryl Streep is about to make a movie about the subject of this play. We call her the dissonant diva, Florence Foster Jenkins, mm-hmm. who actually filled Carnegie Hall several times with her following. But if you hear her sing, if you're not familiar with her, you'll just go, oh my goodness, why?
And that's for our friend listening right now. You should really, really go on YouTube and listen to some of the recording of Florence Foster Jenkins.
A lot of people who listen to the station will be familiar with her. Alan plays her during the fund drive to
oh,
get people
cool.
to
oh,
give.
Goodness.
Well,
yes,
and they just
yes,
did this
yes.
play at the Capitol Rep
that's right.
not too long ago.
They
and
did.
The,
that's
the woman
right.
who played Florence in that production is going to be in our
Georgia
production.
Georgia Osborne, fabulous actress.
And Bob Stillman, who did it on Broadway
Two
when it was first
wonderful,
done.
Yeah.
That's going to be at the STS Playhouse, and
it's
that's going to be
her accompanist, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's right. Exactly
that's right.
Right. And then we have Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music, starring Ron Raines, of the Guiding Light, and he was just in Sondheim's Follies on
he
Broadway.
He was Alan Spaulding,
and
Guiding Light.
A former Miss America, Susan Powell. And a very famous opera singer named Rosalind Elias will do Madame Armfelt, which is, and then we have surrounded them with a lot of young talent, some local talent, as young as 13.
Yes, and sometimes you're right; they are that young. Actually, one of the rare things is like the role of Frederica Armfelt is the character is 14 or 13, and we actually have a very talented young woman who is completely the age of her character.
This young lady comes from a family of very talented people. Both the parents are talented, and A Little Night Music is rather populated by that family because we have
the brothers and sisters are on stage.
Two sisters and their brother are going to be on stage. Their parents will be very proud. But Night Music is just an extraordinary story and music and comedy and drama. I mean, the song "Send in the Clowns" is from that. Which people will recognize, and it's just going to be a huge night.
And the orchestra is fabulous, and Gerald Steichen, the conductor, is just an incredible conductor, Broadway conductor. Mark Astafan, the stage director, will put a lot of magic. Even if it's a semi-stage production, it's still going to be fully, you know, movement and completely embodied. It's not just a concert version at all. It's really a semi-staged. So people will come with their picnic, sit on the grass, and listen to this absolutely lavish music under the star.
We also have lots of great stuff for the kids this year. We have a ventriloquist magician who comes with his own friend named
Harry.
The
inner voice. The voice is somewhere
And he's hysterical. He's so good and funny and magical. And then a woman that's played in the Met Orchestra for 30-something years has become an expert on her instrument, which is the harmonica, or the glass harmonica, which is invented by Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a whole thing about Ben Franklin and the harmonica, which is I got to go see that because I want to learn about that.
Of course.
Friday evening, we have American Classics live and in person. We have Frederica von Stade, who's probably one of the most famous opera singers.
Yeah, it's very hard to, you know, we're trying, there's so many shows this year that it's very hard to take the time that we should need, but it's Frederica von Stade who's coming to Phoenicia, people. You know, this
and Lauren Flanagan, who's...
It's unique. It's just incredible.
She and I did a production at the Met together some years ago, and I have been begging her to come.
Yeah, and I imagine.
And she has found time this year for us, which is amazing. And
that
it's all going to be American song, written by, I think, almost all living American composers. It just shows how rich...
Peter Schickele has composed a piece just for me, specifically for that. And Bob Cucinotta, who's a local composer, a composer that lives locally, I should say,
mm-hmm.
extraordinarily talented, that has composed a piece specifically for Louis and I. Louis will not be with us, but I will be singing that piece that night. And all those guys will be in the audience.
So we have, you know, famous American composers like Ricky Ian Gordon and Jake Hagee, and then we have local composers.
Ricky's coming. Ian Gordon is going to play for those ladies.
Yeah, amazing. And a wonderful friend of mine from the Met, Victoria Livengood, is going to do Giancarlo Menotti's The Medium. It's a one-hour-long roller coaster.
Very powerful.
Very, very powerful. Victoria did it with Maestro Menotti before he died a number of times.
That's an opera, yeah.
And she owns, I mean, if you can say somebody owns a role, she owns this role, and that's just not to be missed. And we've surrounded her with some very fine young singers as well. Gosh, what else?
Oh, my goodness. We could talk very briefly about the Inuits. I want to talk about the Inuits.
I was going to say, I noticed that in the materials here that you have Hawaiian, Inuit, and Native American music as well represented.
Yeah, you can't do American without celebrating the roots, right?
Right.
And those guys represent the roots of this country. I mean, some of them, because there's so many tribes and so many different, you know, and they will educate us and explain what's the difference. But those Inuits are incredible. Do you know, I didn't, so I had to educate myself. Do you know how Inuits sing?
I don't.
I know. I did not either. They sing in the mouth of each other.
It's a type of throat singing.
And they use the mouth of the other to actually produce the sound. It's extraordinary. That's on Saturday at 11. And of course, the Hawaiian, we have a little more connection with what they do. And it's extraordinarily festive. But the Inuits, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I want to see how they do it. And those two ladies are absolutely gorgeous. And they're coming right from Canada.
And then we have our perennial Cambridge chamber singers who, you know, come from Harvard. And the Catholic Church fills up very fast. And they sing above you, and it's just an extraordinary atmosphere, and they just do beautiful, beautiful things.
They're bringing
an American program this year, which is really great.
A program that reflects the time of Columbus, because they had to be faithful to their identity. So their aesthetic is Renaissance, medieval sometimes, but mostly Renaissance and Baroque music. Mm-hmm. So what more appropriate than doing songs from the Columbus time, and that probably Christopher Columbus had heard in his life, you know.
And then we have a world premiere written by the gentleman who runs the Wyndham Chamber Music Festival, Robert Mano.
Another fabulous festival, by the way.
Yeah.
Wyndham Chamber Orchestra
really,
Festival.
Yeah, first class, absolutely first class. But it's called Do Not Go Gentle, The Last Days of Dylan and Caitlin Thomas. And it has characters, not only Dylan and Caitlin, but Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe, Shelley Winters. It has all these great characters from...
Did you mention there are about 25 characters?
It's a huge piece. But that's going to be a world premiere. That's on Saturday afternoon.
And there's an open forum afterwards. Like, so these people can ask questions to the composer, to the artist. It's something we experimented last year and worked extraordinarily. So people love that, the fact that they can have a direct connection with the composers and ask, why did you do this way? And express what worked, what doesn't work. It's also very useful for the composer.
Sure, great.
Yep. And then that night we have Of Mice and Men, which is just an extraordinary piece. It's Americana. It's based on the Steinbeck novel. It is the Steinbeck novel.
And we're deliberating. We get a puppy on stage, or we don't get a puppy on stage.
I know, we have to have a puppy.
We're deliberating those things.
Yeah, you can mime the mouse, but you're supposed to get a puppy.
But you gotta get the puppy, exactly.
If anybody has... It's funny, I gave a ride to somebody the other day, and I said, well, we're doing an American opera. And she said, yeah, but isn't it in Italian? I said, no. It's all quite English, quite colloquial English, and will be very well understood. And we have very fine singing actors, and it's just going to have such an impact. And
this is power. Yeah. I mean, if people have never heard an opera, it's a very, very wonderful way to get acquainted with the genre, a very actual, very accessible way, very touching, moving. They'll get a full, you know, mind, body experience, heart, soul experience with this one. So that's a great one to bring a date to.
Yeah, and we are the Festival of the Voice, so we choose extraordinary voices. You know, how the human voice touches people when it sings, and these singers are just just out of this world.
Out of our four co-founder, Barbara Kolb, Justin Kolb, and us, Louis Ori and me, the only person that is not, that we have always have performed that is not a vocalist is Justin Kolb, who's an international, very beautiful international pianist.
Right.
And the reason why we let him play, he's a co-founder, he can do whatever he wants, but it's we let him play because he plays like a singer. And the way he touches the piano makes the piano sing. So, you know, it qualifies, I would say. If you hear me, Justin, putting the pressure really high.
And then on Sunday, we have an amazing gospel group that comes from, actually comes from a local church. We heard them one Sunday a few years ago, and we thought, Point of Praise in Kingston. And who are these people? And they're just...
They just raised the roof.
Yeah.
It's like an experience, you know.
With soulful, but such fine singing. Really, really
beautiful
fine
singing. Beautiful.
So that's not to be missed. And then we have the world's sixth-ranked barbershop group, the Voices of Gotham, to close the festival. So we got something for everybody this year.
They're closing. The barbershop are closing because this is going to leave such an incredible uplifting note for leaving, you know, the whole week of festivities. Those guys are 45. They all choreographed, and the precision of their voice blending together is just something not to miss. Something absolutely not to miss.
We had them a few years ago, and I'll never forget Sunday afternoon, a lot of the opera singers that had been in the opera the day before just came kind of sleepy because they'd worked hard the night before and all of that, thinking, okay, barbershop, what is this? They were on their feet. I'm telling you, it was so exciting. Barbershop harmony, especially with a group this precise and this wonderful, is so
supernatural.
Uplifting. It's fun. It's uplifting. It's humorous. It's just great entertainment. Great entertainment.
This is so... For us from the other part, you know, of the world, coming here and listening to barbershop, we don't have that in France. We don't, and it's a very rare aesthetic. So what a great pride that this country should have in barbershop. You know, really.
I think we don't brag about that one enough. Yeah. But you're right.
It's
important.
It's a great thing.
The whole festival sounds absolutely fantastic. Congratulations. And
thanks,
you know,
Sarah.
Break legs, strain vocal cords. Have a wonderful time. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Sarah.
Our great pleasure. Thank you so much, Sarah.
To learn more about the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice, visit PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org. Our guests have been Maria Todaro and Louis Oti, and just as an additional FYI, Louis is currently performing in Ethel Smyth's opera The Wreckers at Bard. FisherCenter.bard.edu to learn more. Once again, the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice runs July 29th through August 2nd, this Wednesday through Sunday. PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.